Siberian Tigers. Alex Ivanov lives in Russia. He is a ranger. He works in the forests of southeastern Russia. There are many Siberian tigers in the forests of southeastern Russia. Alex works hard to help protect the tigers. His job is very difficult, but he loves it. He thinks the tigers are very important. Siberian tigers are orange with black stripes. They are usually about 3.5 meters long and weigh 225 kilograms. They are very fast. They can run at 60 kilometers per hour. They usually eat small animals, such as rabbits, pigs, deer, and sometimes dogs. Unlike other types of tigers, they rarely eat humans. Sophie Smith is from the United States. She is short, smart, and brave. She wears blue jeans and a green headscarf. She is a journalist. She writes for an American magazine called Nature International. She wants to learn about the Siberian tigers. She is carrying a camera, a notepad, and a small red backpack. Sophie has many questions for Alex. Alex, why do the Siberian tigers need your protection? She asks. Because they're an endangered species, Alex replies. If they aren't protected, they might go extinct. Extinct? Sophie asks. You mean gone forever? That's right, Alex replies. Gone forever. Gosh, Sophie says. Your job is important. Alex, what do you protect the tigers from? Sophie asks. The biggest threat to the tigers is poachers, Alex replies. A poacher is a type of hunter. They want to kill the tigers so they can sell their fur. Tiger fur is very valuable. The poachers only care about money. Alex and Sophie get into Alex's Jeep. They drive through the forest. They drive up a mountain. They stop and get out of the Jeep. They hike up a cliff. They are up very high. They have a good view. They can see the entire forest. They can also see a river and a waterfall. Alex gives Sophie a pair of binoculars. He points at a spot close to the waterfall. Look over there, he says. A family of tigers lives over there. Sophie looks into the binoculars. I can see a mother and some babies, she says. The mother tiger's name is Kotka, Alex says. Kotka is my very favorite tiger, Alex says. She is like my daughter. Sophie watches Kotka through the binoculars. Kotka is a good mother. She brings food for her little cubs. She licks her cubs' faces. The little cubs are very cute. They look happy. They love their mother very much. Suddenly, there is a loud noise. Bang! Gunfire, Alex says. I have a bad feeling. Sophie looks in the binoculars. She sees Kotka. Kotka is hurt. She is bleeding. Kotka is hurt, Sophie says. It must be the poachers, Alex says. Let's go. We have to catch them and save Kotka. Sophie and Alex run back to the Jeep. They drive down the mountain. They drive toward Kotka. I hope Kotka will be okay, Sophie says. The poachers make me so angry. I hope we can catch them and send them to jail. They make me angry too, Sophie, Alex says. Alex stops the jeep. Sophie, listen very carefully, Alex says. We are very close to Kotka and the poachers now. I want to save Kotka. You must wait here in the jeep. The poachers are very dangerous men. Okay, Alex, Sophie says. But please be careful, Alex. I am very worried about you. Sophie waits for 10 minutes. All of a sudden, she hears a loud noise. Bang! That sounds like another gunshot, Sophie says. I hope Alex is okay. I hope Kotka is okay. I hope the little cubs are okay. Sophie waits for another 10 minutes. She is starting to get impatient. Sophie climbs a tree. She looks into the binoculars. She sees two poachers. They are eating sandwiches. One of the poachers is fat and bald. He is very tall. The other poacher is skinny. He has a long, pointy nose and a long, pointy beard. They look stupid and mean. The poachers have a truck with a big cage in the back. Kotka and the cubs are in the cage. Alex is tied to a tree. He looks very angry. His arm is bleeding. Sophie climbs down from the tree. She is very worried. What should I do? She says. Sophie walks toward the poachers. She tries to be quiet. She sees Kotka and the cubs in the cage. The cage door has a lock on it. The poachers are still eating lunch. These sandwiches are delicious, the fat poacher says. Don't talk with your mouth full, the skinny poacher says. It's disgusting. Alex is still tied up. A handkerchief is tied around his mouth. Sophie is hiding behind the truck. Alex sees her. He motions toward a tree. Sophie looks at the tree. She sees a big gun. Alex makes a screeching noise. The poachers walk toward him. What is the matter? The skinny poacher says. Sophie runs to the tree and grabs the gun. She points the gun at the poachers. Put your hands up, Sophie says. The poachers look at Sophie. Ha, the fat poacher says. We are not afraid of you. Give me the gun now. He walks toward Sophie. Sophie doesn't want to shoot the poachers. She has a great idea. She shoots the lock off of Kotka's cage. The cage door flies open. Kotka jumps out. She roars in anger. The poachers are scared. They scream and run. Kotka and the cubs chase after them. Sophie unties Alex. Good work, Alex says. Alex, you are bleeding, Sophie says. Please let me see your arm. Sophie looks at Alex's arm. It is not too bad. She ties her headscarf around the wound. Alex smiles. He grabs the gun. Alex and Sophie run back to the jeep. Alex and Sophie drive down the road. They see the poachers. The poachers are hiding in a tree. Kotka is at the bottom of the tree. Help us, the poachers say. That tiger wants to eat us. Alex shoots the gun in the air. Bang! Kotka runs away. The cubs follow her. The poachers climb down from the tree. Alex points the gun at them. "You're going to jail," he says. Alex ties the poachers up and puts them in the jeep. Sophie goes back home the next day. She writes an article about her experience. It is called "My Crazy Adventure with the Siberian Tigers."